A brief synopsis. Things Fall Apart is about the tragic fall of the protagonist, Okonkwo, and the Igbo culture. Okonkwo is a respected and influential leader within the Igbo community of Umuafia in eastern Nigeria. He first earns personal fame and distinction and brings honor to his village when he defeats Amalins the Cat in a wrestling contest. Okonkwo determines to gain titles for himself and become a powerful and wealthy man in spite of his father's weaknesses. Okonkwo's father, Unoka, was a lazy and wasteful man. He often borrowed money and then squandered it on palm wine and merrymaking with friends. Consequently, his wife and children often went hungry. Within the community, Unoka was considered a failure and a laughingstock. He was referred to as Agbala, one who resembles the weakness of a woman and has no property. Unoka died a shameful death and left numerous debts. Okonkwo despises and resents his father's gentle and idle ways. He resolves to overcome the shame that he feels as a result of his father's weaknesses by being what he considers to be manly. Therefore, he dominates his wives and children by being insensitive and controlling. Because Okonkwo is leader of his community, he is asked to care for a young boy named Ike Mifuna, who is given to the village as a peace offering by neighboring Mbaino to avoid war with Umuafia. Ike Mifuna befriends Okonkwo's son, Nwoye, and Okonkwo becomes inwardly fond of the boy. Over the years, Okonkwo becomes an extremely volatile man. He is apt to explode at the slightest provocation. He violates the week of peace when he beats his youngest wife, Ojiogo, because she went to braid her hair at a friend's house and forgot to prepare the afternoon meal and feed her children. Later, he severely beats and shoots a gun at his second wife, Ikwefi, because she took leaves from his banana plant to wrap food for the feast of the new yam. After the coming of the locusts, Obuefi Iziaudu, the oldest man in the village, relays to Okonkwo a message from the oracle. The oracle says that Ike Mifuna must be killed as part of the retribution for the